And again, the world's economic eyes are on Slovakia.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Talks are underway today in Slovakia to try again and pass an expansion of the European bailout fund. It's the last country in the Eurozone to vote. The parliament there voted down the measure yesterday, with many members saying the country is too poor to have to bail out other richer European nations. Martin Poliacic is one of those members of parliament who voted against the measure, and he's on the line with us now from Bratislava. Hello, sir.
Hello, nice to hear you again.
Why have you objected to this?
Our objection was that the whole euro saving mechanism, in our opinion, is not going to work, because you can't solve debts by creating new debts without real measures that would make other members of the euro area fulfill the criteria and fulfill the rules. They were not able to meet them in the time of economic growth. Why should they be able to meet them in the time of crisis?
Aren't you concerned, though, that by sort of standing in the way of this going forward, that you could possibly hurt the whole Eurozone and perhaps even bring down the economy?
I agree that the economy might get lower, but it's a part of the cycle. That's what the markets are about. But we shouldn't intervene in a way that there will be a false hope of the markets that the money are going to get back, but we don't see the money ever coming back. We are pouring money into a black hole, just buying time without any hope of solution in the future.
Is there anything the European Union can do to allay your fears, or as you say, this irresponsibility there?
Right now, we are in a position where we are kind of out of the game right now, and it's on the rest of the Slovak politicians to find the solutions. They believe that euro bailout is a good way to go, and I don't like to see it, but it's probable that the vote is going to be repeated, and there's a quite relevant chance that it will pass in a few days.
Martin Poliacic, a member of the Freedom and Solidarity Party and a member of the Slovakian Parliament. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling, and have a nice day in Los Angeles.
Let's do the numbers. Hopes of eventually passing that bailout fund expansion has European shares higher at the moment. Asian shares closed mostly higher as well. The United Auto Workers says it just reached a tentative deal with Chrysler in contract negotiations. The deal has to be ratified, though, by workers. Wall Street yesterday, the NASDAQ was up by more than 0.5%, but the Dow lost a little, 16 points to be exact, to close at 11,416. Research in Motion, makers of BlackBerry smartphones, says only now are customers overseas coming back online. A disruption at its hub in London had users without email and other services in Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and even parts of South America again today. From London, here's reporter Christopher Wirth.
BlackBerry users in much of the world awoke this morning to find their email inboxes were still empty. The big selling point of the company's smartphones has been the offer of a bulletproof, reliable service. Research in Motion has 70 million subscribers worldwide who aren't only signed up to BlackBerry smartphones, but the company's email and other internet services as well. But Ben Wood, a tech analyst with CCS Insight, says this hiccup comes during a tough year as more and more BlackBerry users have switched to Apple's iPhone and Google's Android platform.
I think for people who use a BlackBerry in their everyday lives, if you're a businessman and you've got time-critical and business-critical email coming into you, it will have dented your confidence in their platform.
He says the danger is if that dent in confidence leads to a lasting impact on its reputation. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. By Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. and by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Apple is expected to launch its new iCloud today, making it the next big player in the rapidly growing cloud computing market. But what exactly does that mean? Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains.
The cloud, at its most basic, is a bunch of servers storing data and providing services, all accessible whenever you're online. Eric Gilbert is a professor at Georgia Tech.
You know, if you're talking about the consumer-facing side of it, you're really talking about your data live on the internet instead of on your device.
Lots of us already use the cloud every day. Gmail and Yahoo Mail, that's the cloud. iCloud will store your photos, music, and documents and share them between your computers and phone. But what's in it for companies providing space and software to do these things? For one,
they actually make money at it.
Randall Bryant is the dean of the School of Computer Science at Carnegie Mellon University. Another advantage for companies?
When you park it at one company, it can be hard then to move it to a different company. And so you get sort of locked into a particular brand, and that company may or may not continue to serve your needs.
There's some hand-wringing around cloud-based computing and security, but Bryant thinks big companies will do a better job of it than a lot of us do on our own. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, a Northern Virginia man learned an expensive lesson about building codes. The guy spent $1,400 on construction supplies and over the course of several weekends built a treehouse for his sons, a pretty big one. But apparently the City of Falls Church saw the treehouse as an addition to his main house, which required a zoning variance. So he spent another $1,800 on forms and a hearing request. And after all that, the zoning board denied his request. He's appealing the decision, of course, but says if he has to tear down the treehouse, he'll hire some people to do it because he won't have the stomach to watch or do it himself. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Anopheles finestis, a humble mosquito, the most efficient and costly carrier of malaria that there is.
Malaria consistently costs the subcontinent of Africa over $40 billion a year because one out of four members of the workforce is absent due to malaria.
I'm Kai Rizdal, changing the world one dead mosquito at a time. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.